Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In this series of programs entitled, You Have an Appointment with God, we've been looking at God's calendar to see how God kept his appointments. God met with ancient Israel and asked them to set aside a lamb on the 10th day of the first month and to watch it for 4 days to make sure that it was pure and without blemish. God also met with Jesus and asked him to enter Jerusalem on the 10th day of the first month. And that's what we call Palm Sabbath. It was not a Sunday, it was the Sabbath day. That's when Jesus Christ was set apart. And isn't it interesting that he was watched for 4 days, and Pontius Pilate and Herod four times declared Jesus's complete innocence by saying, I find no fault with this man, and that he should be let go. Well, God also met with Israel on the 14th day of the first month and asked them to slay a lamb. Well, isn't it interesting that Jesus met with God on the 14th day of the month, and he himself was slain on the 14th as the Lamb of God? And why was this? Well, it's because God said that he was going to meet with ancient Israel on the 14th and pass over them if they had the blood of the lamb covering their doorposts. Now, wouldn't it have been a shame if the Israelites missed that appointment with God, if they were hanging outside that night because they didn't know God's calendar or because they disregarded it? They would have died under that circumstance. But all of the Israelites that kept God's appointment, they were in their homes and they used the blood of the lamb to cover their doorposts, and therefore when the death angel came through Egypt to slay the firstborn of the Egyptians and any Israelites that did not have the blood on their doorposts, they were spared. They were passed over, so therefore they could live. Well, Jesus Christ shed his blood for us on Passover day so that our lives can be spared. As long as we have the blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, covering us, then the death angel will pass over us. Our lives will be spared. Also, another very, very interesting thing, prior to Israel leaving Egypt, God said to Moses, he met with Moses and Aaron and said, you're going to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh that he must let you go so that you can go along with the nation of Israel for 3 days into the wilderness. Take a 3-day journey into the wilderness to sacrifice unto the Lord your God. Well, Jesus Christ was 3 days and 3 nights in the grave, in the wilderness, so to speak. And God met with ancient Israel on that 3rd day when he led them through the Red Sea and when he destroyed Pharaoh and his armies. In like manner, God met with Jesus Christ on that 3rd day and resurrected him, giving him victory over Satan the devil and his army, the demons. And we finally have complete victory and life and deliverance, just like Israel did. And all of this occurred, this 3-day journey, the deliverance at the Red Sea, during the days of unleavened bread. Jesus Christ was in the grave for 3 days and 3 nights during the days of unleavened bread. So we've covered the Passover and unleavened bread. Those are two appointments that God made with Israel and that God made with Jesus. Well, now we're going to start to talk about Pentecost, the 3rd appointment that God has made with us. And God did some significant things on that day as well. Now, Pentecost itself means to count 50. If you count 50, you have to have a starting point. What is the starting point for counting 50 days to the time when we come to Pentecost? Well, the starting point is the wave sheaf offering. On the day that the wave sheaf was offered, that was the first day out of 50 days, the 50th day being the day of Pentecost. And again, Pentecost means count 50. Pentecost is also known as the Feast of First Fruits. So this wave sheaf offering was the first of the grain, that if it was accepted and if it was planted, the Israelites knew that they would have a good harvest 50 days later. Jesus Christ is the wave sheaf offering. Jesus Christ is the first of the first fruits, because Jesus Christ was the first one to be born from the dead and given eternal life. So Jesus Christ is that wave sheaf offering. Did Jesus Christ fulfill this wave sheaf type perfectly? Did God meet with Jesus and accept him as the wave sheaf offering on the same day that God met with Israel to accept their wave sheaf offering? The answer is yes, and that's what we're going to see today. In order to do that, let's again see what is the day that starts the counting for the wave sheaf offering. To do that, let's turn to Matthew chapter 28, and we'll read in verse 1. This is Matthew 28 and verse 1. And this would have been a Sunday morning, Abib 18th. In previous programs, we covered the fact that Jesus Christ was resurrected on a Saturday evening, right at the end of the Sabbath. So about 6 p.m., Jesus Christ was resurrected. We also speculated, with good support from the scriptures as an indication, that after Jesus' resurrection on Saturday evening around 6 p.m., he probably went and preached to the spirits in prison. And we saw that those spirits in prison are angels that sin, that have been now cast down into a condition of restraint, reserved until judgment. And this preaching to these spirits in prison was most likely the message that they are going to go into the lake of fire that has been prepared for them and the devil. Now, this all occurred before Jesus Christ met with Mary Magdalene and the other Mary as they were leaving the tomb in disappointment because they did not find Jesus. They expected to find him there in the tomb, and they had come to bring the spices and to do the embalming process, but they did not see him. So as they were leaving, they were disappointed, and this was on a Sunday morning, and this is where Jesus met them. So let's pick up the story there. This is in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 1. After the end of the Sabbath, that's what we've been talking about, after the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, the first day of the week as we commonly know it, the daylight portion would be a Sunday. And this is when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to the tomb. In Mark chapter 16, verse 2, we have more of the story. It says that very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, certain women came to the tomb when? At the rising of the sun. Luke chapter 24, verse 1 says it a little bit differently. Luke chapter 24, verse 1 says, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and they brought certain others with them. And then in John chapter 20, verse 1, we read this about that same account. Early the first day of the week, when it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw the stone taken away from the tomb. So in putting those four scriptures together, we can see that on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, but while the sun was just beginning to rise, that's when Mary Magdalene, the other Mary, and certain other women came to the tomb with the spices that they had prepared. But they saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb, and they saw that Jesus was not there. So they were disappointed. But keep in mind, again, please keep in mind this point, that the Son of God had obviously already risen before the sun had arisen on Sunday. Yeshua was not resurrected on Sunday at sunrise, which would have been around 6 a.m., as proven earlier. Yeshua came out of the tomb, out of the heart of the earth, around 6 p.m. on Saturday evening, just before sunset. So it was a sunset resurrection, not a sunrise resurrection, and it occurred on Saturday evening. And now we see, though, that as he had already left the tomb, they came on Sunday morning before the sun had actually risen. While it was yet dark, it had just started to rise, and he was already gone. But then later that same day, and we can prove from scriptures that it's still this first day of the week, but later that same day, Jesus did meet up with Mary and the other women. But first let's read in John chapter 20 and verse 17. So later that day, Jesus, the wave sheaf offering, said to Mary, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But you should go to my brethren and say to them, I will ascend to my Father and to your Father and to my God and to your God." So here you have it. This is where Jesus Christ said to Mary, because he appeared to her, and when she realized that it was him, she was elated, obviously. That is an understatement of the century, of the millennium. Obviously, she was just extremely overjoyed that she realized that the Messiah had indeed been resurrected. So she wanted to reach out and touch him. But he said, "Do not touch me, because I have not yet ascended to my Father." Jesus Christ, as the wave sheaf offering, had not yet been accepted of the Father, so therefore others could not touch him. But still later that day, even later than this, Jesus, after he had been accepted by God as the first of the first fruits, he appears to the disciples and allowed them to touch him. Let's read about that in John chapter 20, verse 18 through 20. This is John chapter 20, verse 18 through 20. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that she had spoken these things, that he had spoken these things to her. Then, the same day at evening, here's the proof, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be unto you." And when he had said so, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were his disciples glad when they saw the Lord. And now let's pick up the same story in Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 39, because this adds the part about them actually touching him. Here it says, "As the disciples were conversing with one another, Jesus stood in the midst of them and said to them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified, supposing that they had seen a spirit. The Lord asked them, Why are you troubled? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me." In other words, verify by contact that it is me. "For a spirit doesn't have flesh and bones, as you see me have." So there you have it. Jesus Christ was resurrected on a Saturday evening. By the time Sunday morning came around, of course, he was already out of the tomb. Later that same day, he met with Mary and the other women, but he said to them initially, "Don't touch me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father in heaven." But then still later that day, he went to the disciples after he had been accepted of the Father, and they were able to touch him. And so, in summary, if we follow the example revealed during the crucifixion week, we will start counting the 50 days to Pentecost on the day after the weekly Sabbath, i.e. a Sunday, and this Sunday has to be during unleavened bread. God says to count then from that point 7 Sabbaths plus 1 day to get 50 days, which is Pentecost.